Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous year, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we presented a slew of just bomb kashas. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Dalet, Halachos Beis, and Gimel. So now we are going to take it from there, and we are going to see Amir Tzeshem, more neflos, Rambam. And again, this is based in the Torah of Mar Rabbi Agona Gadol Muflav Muflag. Of Manzatzal, as Neral Pi Mashi Neral Mevu'ar Medivrei Rambam, sheyesh kan shnei inyanim shonim. There are two different inyanim, it seems, from the Rambam, in the schus of a king to take things. The Al Pi Seder Ze, and according to this Seder, the Rambam is going. We asked numerous kashas about the Seder Hadvarim in the Rambam, that is very tamua. Doesn't stem with the Pesukim. So the Rambam obviously had his own Seder that he was misadder things, and that's what we're trying to understand. That in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is not talking about the Tzorech HaMelech Lasis Malachtoi. It's a little Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, B'Shalech B'chol Gvul Yisrael B'lokech M'na V'givor Ma'ashechah V'asim Chal V'merkavtoi B'foroshov U'ma'am N'mihem O'imdim L'fonov etc. This is not malacha. Haram medaber kan al etzem hanhagat hamalchut biyakar vigdula hamechayevet shiyu lo merkava ufarashim ve'anshei chayil haomdim lefanav. He's talking about the hanhagas and malchus with yakar and gedula. That requires that he should have a merkava, and he should have poroshim, and he should have anshei chayil that are standing before him. That's etzem hanhagas hamalchus biyakar v'gedula. He should have these bodyguards, these people standing around him, these guys with shaved heads, you know, with earplugs, you know, walking in suits all across surrounding him. V'chein yesh hanhagas shel beit hamelucha mechayev sheyu ba shamashim v'omdim lefanav. So there also have to be servants. There have to be valiant men, men of war, soldiers, bodyguards, servants, attendants. That's the etzem hanhogas hamalchus, biyokor v'gedula. Hashem ken b'alocha gimel, Rama medaber al milui tzorech hamelech la'asiyat melachto v'tzrachav. Shebaze yeschut kfiya v'kadim al melech lefol lemilui tzrachav. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about v'chein kol lokeach min balei umanios. He may take all those that are necessary for him from the nation's craftsmen and employ them to do his work, etc. The behemoths, the avodim, the shvachos. So here the Rambam is talking about the right of the king to take people for his work. There he has his chus kfiya v'kadima lefa'ol l'milui tzrachav v'ayin b'radak b'shmuel sham b'pasuk yud bet radak kotev. Ani mitzatet et l'shano b'ma shekosef sham b'lasis kol malachtoi de kol ze b'schar v'lo b'chinam. In other words, anyway, the Baalei Umanios and the Avadim and the Shvachos are going to be doing work. The schus of the king is that he comes first. He has Din Kadima. And through that, he can force them to work for him. And the Nafkamina is, then Halacha Beis, the issue is, al lekichas guf ha'odom lebeis hamelech, kevan shu tzorech hanhogas hamalchus shechayovim Yisrael mitzad atzmon shetiyah hanhogas malchus kefi hatzorech lehanhogas zu. In Halacha Beis, the issue is taking guf ha'odom lebeis hamelech. Taking the person himself to the house of the king, since it's Litzarech and Hagas HaMalchus, that Yisrael Mitzad Atzman have to have a Hagas HaMalchus as is required of this Hagas HaMalchus. The Malchus has to be conducted as Malchus is supposed to be conducted. And that's a din on taking the person to the Beis HaMelech. Hashenken Halacha Gimel. Ain't it din ala adam atzmo? Halacha Gimel is not a din on the person himself, but rather ela al koach ha-pi'ula shebo. Koach ha-pi'ula shebo. Sheyesh le-melech schus shetiyah ha-melocha va-pula avuha. In Halacha Beis, we're talking about the Adam. In Halacha Gimel, we're talking about his melacha, his work. That the king has the right to take the work for himself. Umishum kach, ein inyan noten scharan baresha. We asked, wait a second, how come in Halacha Beis there's no inyan of paying wages? We only get to paying wages in Halacha Gimel. What about the wages in Halacha Beis? And the answer is, there is no inyan of no sin schar in Halacha Beis. Acharei sheha'adam atzmo mishu'abad lezeh. He's mishu'abad to this. He's being taken. So there's no person who's going to be tovei schar. Because this person himself was taken. He doesn't have the right to be tovei schar. He's subordinate to the king. He's taken away, and that's it. He's in the king's house. That's the right of the king. You want a king, this is what you get. I don't know if now England has a new king, Prince Charles. I don't know if, or now King Charles. I don't know if he's going to follow all these laws. I don't think the English will like that so much. Al Kopanim, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about the Adam itself has to be taken to the Beis Malchus. Kach b'Halacha Bet. L'chein, there's no inyan of schar. In Halacha Gimel, the Netilah is not on the person himself. Al Malachtoi. So therefore, the Odom has a tviya for his malacha. He can demand more money for his malacha. And therefore there's a chi of tashlumin. And according to this, automatically the halacha of the Lecha Mishnah comes out. What was that word of the Lecha Mishnah? How did the Lecha Mishnah resolve this? That in Halacha Gimel, it doesn't talk about, talks about schar, not in Halacha Beis, because he says, in Halacha Beis, there's mezainis. The king is paying their mezainis, not in Halacha Gimel. So we said that the mezainis always comes out exactly what their payment would be. The answer is no. In Achinami, the Lecha Mishnah is right. There's mezainis. But that's as a tetzah of the fact that they themselves, the Adam is being taken. If the Adam is being taken, so you have to support him. Whereas the Baalei Omnias, the Adam isn't being taken. His malacha is being taken. And Mimele, you have to give him his payment. You don't have to feed him. The Adam isn't being taken. Just his work. So he doesn't have to be fed. But if you're taking the Adam, you have to feed him. And that's why in Halacha Beis they're being fed. So the Schar is not mentioned. Gevaldik. As mevoarim heitev devrei Rambam v'nyan chiyuv schar melacha. That since they're chayvin, he's chayvin mezonos, he's pater from schar malacha, because the chiyuv mezonos means you have the person, and memeli you're pater from schar malacha, and halacha gimel you don't have the person, and memeli you're chayv schar malacha. Gevaldik, 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 more of our boisai. It's mamish light, light. Lefize, halacha gimel ikar adinu she'en kan netila be'adam atzmo. Ela bimilachto. You're not taking the person halacha gemah, you're taking his work. Umivoar shapir, ma shehidgish Rambam, bebehemot, avadim, bishfachot, shenotel kulan. Af al pi, shekanal, ino notel kol behemat behemot Israel. We understand what the Rambam emphasizes by the behemos, the avodim, and the shvachos, What does the Rambam say? What's the Rambam's lashon? V'chein lokech min balanos kol mashu tzorich. Lokech kol abeimot v'avadim v'shvachot l'melachto. What's the sinyan of a lokech kol abeimot v'avadim v'shvachot l'melachto? He's not taking all their behemoths. He's just taking what he needs for his malacha. He writes l'melachtoi. So why does he say v'lokech kol behemot v'avadim v'ashvachot l'melachto? He's not taking all of them. The answer is, fi dvareinu, ein hakavana al kamut ha-behemot. We're not talking here about the amount of behemoths, but rather at kama magat hanitila b'vehema atzma. Shal ze kama shmalan ha-rambam. Shaf al pi shebebalei umaniyot ein hanitila b'chol ha-adam. Ki nitila mevoeret ba'alachabet ela rak al milachto. So we're not talking about the quantity of behemos, but rather how far the netila goes in the behemah itself. The Rambam is teaching us that even though bebalei umanuyot, the netila isn't b'chol adam, like we see in halacha beis that the netila is b'chol adam. In halacha gimel, all you're doing is taking the malacha. Nevertheless, b'memono, like the behemos, the avodim, and the shvachos, shelegabei ba'aleim, einem ela dvar melacha, davar lemelacha, shapir shayich mikoach netila lemelacha, litol et kulan, v'la'asotan behemot ve'avdei ha'melech mikoach ha'zchut litol mi'ba'aleim et melachto, ela shal kol panim nitan noten schacharo, kamo shekotev v'al zeh ha'rambam, noten schacharo demeim, v'haynu, tevinot lem legamrei noisim demeim, v'rad lem melacha noisim schacharam, תארי למה שנתבהר, יש בעלים שאין עליהם דין נטילה בעצמותם. בידי זה יש כאן נטילה מחייבת השלום, ועל זה יקשה. אם כן, איך קרא הפסוק באחוריכם הטובים בעדי העבדים בשפחות? והרי קרא בנטילה לצורך ועשה למלאכה מהירי. ובזה אין נטילה לגוף עצמו על הבעבדים בשפחות, ואם כן נטילה את בוחריכם הטובים שאין לנו נטילת הגוף. כי נטילת העבדים בשפחות שהיא נטילת הגוף. ואיך קרא לנו פסוק בחד הנטילה? בחדה נטילה. In other words, to translate what I just said into Spanish, that when it, in Halacha Gimel, when it comes to the Balei Umanuyot, when it comes to the craftsmen, so he's not taking them themselves for their body, he's taking them for their work. But when it comes to their money, that's people's possessions. Those are people's possessions. So when we're talking about their possessions, their money, like behemos, avodim, and shvachos, what are they used for? They're used for malacha. So now you can take them all. That's what it says, kol, okay? Kol abeimot, meaning not quantitatively, but qualitatively, that you're taking them completely. Completely for yourself. Either for work, and that's what the Rambam says, v'noisem schoron, he pays their hire. He pays their hire because he's taking them completely for his work. Because he has that right to take them for his work. But that's not considered yet taking them completely. I said taking them for work, let me correct myself. Work, you're not taking them completely. But he has the option of taking them for their work. That's noisein tzcharon. And then he also has the option of taking them completely, demeyan. And that's why it says, lokech kol ha-beimot, because he has the option of taking them completely. When it comes to memoinai, when it comes to the person's money, so he can take them all. And they can either do his work, and then he takes tzcharon, or demeyan. And then it's no telegamri, noisein demeyan. And if he's not in the melachto, it's a noisim schar. Because, as we explained, there are the bailim that he doesn't have a din netila b'atzmusan. The people themselves, he's not taking them. He's just taking the balei amanios for their work. but he's not taking them b'atz musan. And then therefore there's netilah that's mechayiv that obligates him to pay. And then there's the taking of the animals, etc., where he's taking them completely. Now, Pasuk Yud Beis that we quoted says, "V'lasum lo," talking about the people, "Sarei alafim v'sarei chamishim." Belachroish charitshoi, velikzor tziroi, belas is clay malach milchamto, veclay richbo. That's Pasuk Yud Beis. That's talking about taking these people and using them to do his work for him. In Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Chamam says, "Ves avdechem, ves shivchosechem, ves bachurechem hatovim, ves chamorechem yikach, ve'asa lemelachto." And he will take your male and female slaves, and your handsome youth, and your donkeys, and he will put them to his work. And the question is, how does the Rambam include in the same pasuk the avadim shvachos and chamorim, which is for work, and the bachurechem, where he's taking the bachurim themselves, which is Netilas Haguf? So the Chora, it's not. It's all just Lamalacha. That's not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam is, we're understanding, in Halacha Beis, talking about the Bachrim, he's taking their bodies, he's taking them Bat Smusam. And then in the next Halacha, in Halacha Gimel, he's taking the Avodim and Shvachas for their work. So how are we going to understand the Rambam? So the answer is that when the pasuk says bachurechem atovim, he's taking the bachurim, that is talking about netilas haguf, like we explained, and it's included with avadim and shvachos. Because he has that option with the avadim and shvachos as well. Avadim and Shvachos, he can also take their guf. He can take them for their work, and he can take their guf. That's why the Rambam says, V'lokech kol abeimot v'avadim v'shvachos. He has complete rights over them. He can take them for their work, and he can take them even for their completely. And that's demeyim. And if it's for their work, scharim, but he has complete rights over them. Just like he has complete rights over the Bachurim, that he could take the Bachurim for themselves. And that's why they're all included in the same pasuk. And then we interjected, as we noted in the previous pasuk, in the previous shir, the pasuk interjects, talks about Vesavdechem Veshifchosechem, which is Halacha Gimel. And then the pasuk says Vachbrecha Atovim, which is Halacha Beis, and then back to Chamarechem, which is Halacha Gimel. So how do you understand that? The answer is, the pasuk is telling us that the Netilas HaAdam Atzmo is like Netilas of Adam Mishvachos. He has complete rights over the Bachrim, and he has complete rights over the Avadim and Shvachos. The only thing is, the Avadim and Shvachos, he might just use for their Avoda. And the Bachrim, he's going to take them themselves. But it's the same Gedra of Netila, that he has complete rights over them. And that's why they're written in the same Pasuk, And that's why he interjects with Bachorechem, because it's the same gather of Avadim and Shvachos and Chamorim, and that the king has complete rights over them. Even though by Bachorim he's taking the guf itself, and Avadim and Shvachos and Chamorim, maybe he's just taking for the Malacha. But it's the same gather because he has complete rights over all of them. The Avadim and Shvachos and Chamorim, he can also take for the, he can take their bodies also, and then he pays Domain. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about taking the Bachrim because that's Hanhagas HaMalchus. And therefore he takes them in themselves. And in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam is talking about Letzorech. That's why he writes Lemalachtoi. But when he takes Lemalachtoi, he has a right to take Lokech Kol. He can take as much as he wants. He can either take them completely, or he can take them to work. Whatever he needs. And that's why it says V'noi Sein Tzcharon Ademeyan. And he either pays their hire or he pays their value. He pays their hire if they're working, if he's taking them for work, and he pays their value if he's taking them completely. So on one hand, in the Pasuk, it can write Bachrim together with the Avadim and Shvachos, because in both cases, he has the right to take completely. He has complete rights over them, as opposed to the Balei Amanios, which are just for the work. As opposed to having complete rights over the person. When it comes to Behemoth of Adam and Shvachos, he has complete rights over the person, and that's the same as the Bachram, that he has complete rights. But the Bachram, he's taking the Bachram Batzmusa. And the Behemoth of Adam and Shvachos, he decides what he's taking it for. He's going to take them for the person, or he's going to just take them for their work. But he has complete rights, and therefore in the Pasuk, they're written together. But in the Rambam splits it up into Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, because in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about Hanhagas HaMalchus. And in Hanhagas HaMalchus, he takes the Bachrim completely. Because that's part of Hanhagas HaMalchus, that he has these Bachrim that he owns. That's Tzuras HaMalchus, power of the king. And then Halacha Gimel is the needs of the Malchus. And the needs of the Malchus, so you can take the Avadim and Shvachos for what he needs, either completely or for their work. And that's why the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis that he sends the Chol Gvul Yisrael, Shalech Chol Gvul Yisrael. Why Shalech Chol Gvul Yisrael? Because that's part of Hanhagas HaMalchus. That's Guf Hanhagas HaMalchus. That he sends people to take for him. Hashem came, we talk about Halacha Gim and Halacha Dalet, that's not part of the Guf Hanhagas HaMalchus. That's not part of a Guf Hanhagas HaMalchus, to send people out to take. And therefore, if you look carefully in Halacha Dalet, it doesn't say v'shelech, it says v'chein lokeach. Mikol gvul Yisrael nashim v'pilak shem, he takes what he needs, not al Hanhagas HaMalchus. Whatever his needs are, whatever he wants. But that's not the tsur of Malchus. It's not like the official way the kingdom is run. It's for his needs, and also in Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, he doesn't even write Mikol Gvul Yisrael. He just takes Balei Amanios, he takes the animals for his malacha, all the animals, Beseder. Again, not Bofen Kamuti, not for the quantity, but for his needs. So Gimel and Dalet are talking about his needs. And therefore it doesn't say, Lashon Ruchen Sholech Uchbachol Gvul Yisrael. Sholech Uchbachol Gvul Yisrael is Tzura Sanagas HaMalchus. Lashon Rabbeinu, the very shiluch, the very sending out to take people, that's part of Hanhagas HaMalchus. And it's not to serve a need. And that's only in Halacha Beis, but Halacha Gimel and Dalet are milui hatzorech, are fulfilling needs. Fulfill needs is not Tzuras Hanhagas HaMalchus. That's not part of the official way that the kingdom, official government procedures. That's just what he needs to do. He needs to do what he needs to do. So he takes craftsmen and animals and avodim and shvachos and noshim and pilakshim. But that's mili hatzorach. That's fulfilling a need. And therefore it's separate from halacha beis, which is etzim tzuras hamalchus. Etzim tzuras hamalchus is that he shalech b'chol gvul Yisrael and he takes giborim and anshei chayil. They're standing before him. There is servants, there is attendants. That's Etzem and Hagas HaMalchus, just like you have in outside of Buckingham Palace. You have these people standing there all day, I'm assuming. It's served as the official London residence of UK sovereigns since 1837 and as the administrative headquarters of the monarch. So they have people standing outside. That's Tzuras HaMalchus. So also Halacha Beis is Tzuras HaMalchus, and Halacha Gimel is Mile HaTzorech. So again, you can put the Bachrim and the Behemoth of Adon Shachos in the same pasuk, because Sof Kol Sof, the king has complete power over them to take them, either for his completely or by a Behemoth of Adon Shachos just for their work, whatever he wants. Therefore, they can be in the same pasuk. But when the Rambam is codifying this, the Rambam classifies them differently. Because in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about what he does for Etzem Tzuras and Hagas HaMalchus, where he takes the Bachrim themselves, and now they belong to the king. Whereas in Halacha Gimel, it's Milei HaTzarech, whatever the Tzarech is. If he needs them for their work, he needs them completely. But whatever the Tzarech of the king is. And therefore, it's in a different Halacha. And also in Halacha Dal, it's also the Tzarech HaKing. And that's why it doesn't say Shlech Kol Gui Yisrael, which is Etzem Tzuras and Hagas HaMalchus, and not just Milei HaTzarech. The sending out is just a chitimsa to get what he needs. But there's no kiyum din. Since there's no kiyum din, of course he's sholech. Of course he sends out. He has to get. But there's no kiyum din. In Halacha Beis, there's a kiyum din. He's fulfilling a din of Hagas HaMalchus. And therefore, that's the sholech b'chol kol Yisrael. So that is stage two of our journey, of our incredible journey through this Rambam. And Amir Tashem, God should give us health and life, and we will continue. The future, I thank you so much for listening. This was awesome. Thank you, my beloved friends. Appreciate it. Should be zochah to continue. Hashem should give us life and health, financial means, and everything we need. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.